welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hey, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
And how's it going, Rita?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great because we're talking about pins.
We have lots to talk about this week.
And not Doonies this episode. Spoiler alert, no Doonies.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. Good morning. You know, it's sad when we post pins on there and a few people send me some PMs and want to text a little bit and talk a little bit, but as soon as we drop a Dooney on there, it's like it uses up all our talking space. Why is
that? Hey, well, you even asked me this morning how my friend got on Let's Go Pin Trading Facebook. From a non-Disney Dooney.
Oh no, some kind of conspiracy.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh my god. Alright, let's talk about pins. It's very excited. I don't know if everyone knows, but the new cast member Mickey pins came out. Did you see that?
I know. They're really cool.
Yes, they are. I cannot wait to talk about that. And also, they're thinking about charging to ride Star Wars Galaxy Edge, right? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of cool. It
kind of reminds me when we go to Universal with the kids.
Yeah. But I know Disney's doing the Max Pass now on Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like a $10 or $15 charge, which is cool. We're going to talk about the Flower Garden Festival Figma Pins, which is cute.
Well, it starts on Wednesday.
Right around the corner. And then the new magnets. Oh, I love those.
I know. Aren't they cool?
We'll be getting a lot of feedback.
They're not Mickey and Minnie, yeah. And they're not Figment.
I know, they're different, Valley. Oh,
yeah.
It's amazing. And then the March pins are coming out. This is going to be an exciting month.
I know.
With all these pins coming out, to be
just everything. It's a busy month.
I know. Well, let's talk about our Disney store run that we did the other day.
On Saturday, yeah.
That's right. We picked up the new Dumbo. I think we talked about these a little bit last week, but we didn't have them in our hand.
Correct.
Right? Gotcha. The new Dumbo movie set. And these are really, really cool. And they're pretty good size. I like that.
That one in the middle is huge.
It's huge. It's like putting two quarters together almost, or two half dollars.
Yeah.
I love those. They're shiny. Look at the ears.
Yeah, they're just cool pins.
They're like ginormous.
They're on our Facebook, so you can see them there.
Yes, I'm still trying to find what the VAV stands for. I haven't figured that one out.
It's something with the new movie.
I'll have to check it out. I love those. They come on a cool card. It's got the Dumbo animated movie. If they really use the real
elephant? I don't know.
Think so?
We'll see on March 23rd.
That'd be cool. A real elephant flying? That'd be cool. What if they got like a lanyard around his neck and it's got pins? Instead of peanuts.
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool. So go check those out. In fact, if I remember correctly, Shop Disney has those also on there, if I remember correctly. Because I know we went down to the store and got ours. And I believe they're $16.95 when we bought them.
Correct.
And we got our discount as a Chase member.
Correct.
But Shop Disney and our local Disney store had them buy one, get one
50%
off on your next pin.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's cool too. So they got those on there, the Prince pins, the pack, the four packs, which is cool. And they've been reduced on Shop Disney for $11.21.
Right, and at your local Disney store, if they're still regular price, they will match what's online at Shop Disney, but you don't get the buy one, get one 50% off. But now that they're doing it online, buy one, get one 50% off, you might be able to get it.
Yeah, we just haven't been back to try it yet. But you never know. If anybody does, let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, from $11, it'll be $6.50, right? No, $5.50. $5.50 right
yeah.
there for the next set, which would be really, really cool. Another pin that we got, which is really, really cool. I like that Owl's Toy Barn pin. That thing is like
it's
huge.
A jumbo pin.
You put it like in your palm in your hand.
You know what it reminds me of? The size is your Star Wars pins.
Yes.
The size of it.
What I like about these too is remember the cast lanyard ID ones that
yeah,
you like
that's what
Eeyore?
It looks like.
But it's like twice the size.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was there was those shirts there. They look like you're employed at the toy barn, and then you put this ID on the top corner. They look really, really cool.
I just wish they had yours and Nick's size.
I know. What's really cool? Another thing that we got was the from Valentine's. They had them reduced price on clearance. The Mickey ears on postcards, which was really, really cool. So I think we got them for like $3 a piece.
I think
like
so.
That. Yeah, they're really, really cool. So
I love the mini.
I know, with the little bow.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I like them. It says, I'll be your Minnie, and it says, I'll be your Mickey.
That's totally us.
We got to leave them on the card. They're really, really cool.
Yeah.
I know we posted those on the website. Mallory was taking pictures of them. But one cool thing at the time was we have a picture of the backpack. It's a Disney character backpack. And we got it for $15 with a certain amount of a purchase.
It was only like $30.
It wasn't much. And it's a cool backpack. I actually like it. It's pretty big. You can see.
It's got lots of characters on it.
Yeah, because I think Mallory's about, what, almost 5 feet? Because she can ride the rides at Universal.
Yeah.
So 54 inches, somewhere there she is. And you can see the size of it on her, which is really, really cool. So take advantage of that. It's out there. But those pins are really, really cool. But I would recommend if you get those Dumbo pins, buy one, get one 50% off. The reason is every time we go pin trading, wanting Dumbo pins. They're like gold.
Yep.
They're like Stitch pins.
Yeah.
Man, you can
and Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, you get like 2-for-1 on them.
Yeah, they're really cool pins.
Oh man, people love them. But don't forget about Shop Disney and the discounts. And don't forget your local stores if you want to go see one, you know, in hand.
Yeah.
Already, which is really, really cool. So, let's talk about those March pins coming out.
Oh my I know.
Gosh, they're really, really cute.
There's a lot of them.
I love that Pinocchio with the record.
Yeah, it's really cute. I love the yellow. It's like, it looks like the old DVD or what do you call it? VHS tape. That's what it reminds me
like
of.
Like a Pops. Really, really cute. And then for the St. Patrick's Day pin.
They
the
have
puppy.
Pat.
Yep. From Dalmatian.
The dog.
Which is cute. And that's, what, March 7th?
7th. Which is next Friday.
Then
March 14th.
Yes.
They have some new pins coming out. The Disney, new mystery set.
Yes. The Disney Distinguished Mystery Set. They're a limited edition also. I think each one's 1,000 of them is what it comes down to. But they're like cartoonish ones. I really like them.
I love the jumbo.
I know. I like the Robin Hood one.
Yeah, that's really cute.
It is. We posted those on the site. Go check them out. I see they're doing another pin of the month, game console pin, which is really, really cool.
This month it's Lion King.
Yes, it is. I like those. I got to get my hands on a couple of them right there.
For sure.
They're really, really cool. And that's for March 14th.
14th.
And those are limited to 4,000 pins, mm-hmm. what they're going for right there.
And then on March 21st, they have lots of spring pins coming out.
I like those.
The Alice in Wonderland. That's really cute, where she looks, she's popping out of a coffee cup. And that also says it's exclusive for annual pass holders. So that's a pass holder pin.
That's that quarterly series that keeps popping out.
Yeah, and it's only edition size 3,000.
And they're doing another pop-up pin.
Yes.
This time it's Pooh and Piglet.
I know, I wish they had a picture of it open so I could see what's on the inside. I wonder if, like, Tigger and Eeyore and stuff will be on the inside.
I'm still waiting to see if they drop that Peter Pan one I've seen.
Yeah.
And then March 28th, Boba Fett. I love that. That pin of the month. The helmet series. Because last month it was the Death Trooper. That
right.
Out, which was cool. It was, like, black and shiny. So I'm hoping this one's cool. Because it looks like our Mandalorian helmets that we wear.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. And isn't that the show where they went underground in the submarine pin? The Doctor's Day one that they're doing, which is really cool.
I can't remember the name of that.
That movie. Then they got another Figment badge honor one coming out, which is really, really cute. Especially with the Food and Garden coming out.
Flower and Garden.
Flower and Garden.
You're confusing them.
I know, it's just crazy. And then I saw where Disneyland, their pop-up pin was going to be that Dumbo.
I know.
Man, is that one going to blast off?
I like the stained glass one, too.
Yes.
The windows.
In fact, the one that released for February 28th, this past week, is the Mermaid.
I know.
The stained glass, which is really, really cute.
That's Hercules.
And they're doing their bi-monthly one game with the Mermaid on the front of it, which I really, really like, which is cool. So those March pins are really, really sharp. I like those a lot. There's so much stuff to talk about with all these pins coming up.
Well, don't forget the Flower and Garden Festival actually starts on March 6th.
Yes.
Which is this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
So, to begin with, we're going to start with the annual magnets.
Yes.
And this year for the Flower and Garden Festival, they're different.
I'm glad. It's normally always Mickey, 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 Mickey.
Or Minnie last year.
And then they snuck the Goofy in.
And yeah. Donald Duck.
Yep. But then they'll do like a remake of the Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this year, the first one, it's Pluto. And that run, you can get that one from March 6th to April 10th. And then the second half of the festival is Daisy. And you can get that from April 11th to June 3rd. And of course, they're always while supplies last. And when you get them this year, you're going to Mouse Gears or Port of Entry. You just basically scan your magic band, and sometimes they'll ask for your ID or not. It just depends on who it is.
True, true. I like the Daisy one.
I know, it's pink.
I like that. She's popping.
You know who's going to love that? Bren.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because she plays with all the magnets we have.
Yeah, I like those. I like collecting.
Delphine likes them.
We need to take a picture of our refrigerator. That's what we put them at. I don't put them on the back of the car.
No.
I see them and then they get ruined. Like, because Bryn comes and then she moves them all around.
Well, Delphine plays with them. She carries them around the house.
They're cool. They're adorable too. I like them. But we know they're Mouse Gear, right? We talked about that.
Correct.
Gotcha. Cool. Which is right back there. Normally, sometimes I have a pin board right there in the corner.
So you got to look out for that.
That's right. Got to get that free stuff. If you didn't remember, everybody, the 28th just passed, and they had the pin trading night. That was just so. Keep an eye out for the next one. We'll hopefully post that one again for everybody also. The next thing also was the Flower and Garden Festival pass holder limited release ones as the Figment, which are really, really cool. I like those a lot. One says, "Let your imagination grow wild."
Yep.
Looks like it's got like a chain link type on.
Yeah, this has Flower and Garden this year.
Yes, I love
it. I like the purple one.
I do too.
Of course, but.
Look, it's got the. Oh, it's just popping.
The colors this year.
Yeah. You know, they're getting a little better at them. I like that. Mm-hmm. But nothing like the ones over at Shanghai and those other countries. They got the greatest artists. They look so good. Everything. I get so jealous. Which is
and some of the. They have other pins coming out too. But we just talked about the pass holder pins.
I do like that. But keep an eye out for another. If anybody gets one, post them. I'd like to see yours, you know, if you get one before
for
we
sure.
get one, which is really, really cool. I know we talked about it briefly, but I posted on Facebook how everyone felt about Disney, you know, going to make a decision yet. They might start selling the Fast Passes, the skip, the regular line, plus skip. The Fast Pass is a little more, and then I believe it's like it could be unlimited, which is really, really cool. I know, like I say, Disneyland, if I remember correctly, already started the Max Pass, and I believe they paid like $15, if I remember correctly. But I think it's going to be kind of cool, especially because even when we came down to Animal Kingdom to do Avatar that time, it took forever to finally get in there. Well, if you we stood in line there with our best and talked and played that game on your forehead.
Yeah.
You know, 3 hours. But it went by
pretty quick.
Now,
I know on this, I see a thing today where they said that when you're standing in line and when it opens, the new app you can download on your phone when you're in the parks that you can play games, that they're going to have so many games to play and you can actually... pick what character you want to be and all that stuff for when you're actually in line for Galaxy's Edge.
Cool. And I know I saw on another area where they started showing what the cast members are going to start wearing when they're walking
around. Yeah,
those
were pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool outfits. I like that. I think this really enorphs you right into the park.
And supposedly they're coming out with a cookbook for Galaxy's Edge.
I know I got that Chewbacca one. Which is cool. I haven't made nothing out of it, but it's cool. I like it. Just to have it. In fact, we bought the Flower and Garden one a couple years ago.
We've made a couple things out of it.
Which is cool. Especially that shrimp one on there.
Oh, yeah.
I like
shrimp tacos.
But we haven't mastered Italy's frozen. What's that one you like when we go over there? France?
What, my Gregor's slushy?
Slushy. It's pretty popular. Every time I walk around, you see everybody's got one in their hand. It's really, really good. And what other pins they got coming out at the festival?
Well, for the Flower Garden Festival, I think one of my favorites is the Minnie Mouse one.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the garden. It says Flower Garden Festival 2019. She's watering plants, her roses and stuff. It's really cute. Very colorful.
Have we seen the Dooney yet that matches it?
No. They haven't come out with it yet.
Good. Pins instead.
Okay. So, then you have the Flower and Garden Festival, just regular pin, and it says Mickey and Friends Seed Company, and it's got, like, vegetables and flowers and stuff around him. I think the Donald Duck one with Huey, Dewey, and Louie is pretty cute, where he looks like he's getting onto him, because they ate all the apples.
Yeah.
It's really cute. And then, of course, they always do pins of the Toporaries.
Yes.
And this year, of course, is their first one is Figment. And the next one is Tinkerbell.
You know who's going to like that one, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cast member hates.
And both of Figment is limited edition of 4,000. And Tinkerbell is limited edition to 1,000.
Yes.
So make sure you get them if you want them.
Cast member Hayes, he's will jump all over that Tink one, I bet.
One other thing that I really like they're doing this year is for the Flower and Garden Festival, they have the Four Princess pin set. It is limited edition to 1,500.
Cool.
And they, they have the Mermaid, they have Belle, they have Cinderella, and Snow White. And each one of them talks about like something different on their dress. And it's like their silhouette. It's really cool.
I like those, yeah. I love those pins. Cannot wait to see them, get some pictures of them.
Yeah, for sure.
But the cool thing the cool thing that came out, they got those new hidden Mickeys out now.
Yes.
So like, and you can, when they first come out, they're on cast members on their lanyards. You just got to track them all down. But eventually they'll make it out onto the street. Everyone's
right, well, most
them.
Of the time when they first come out, the cast members that get them are the ones that say, earning my ears. They will have them before other cast members will.
Yes. We go out and look for them like a hawk.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
For
and
sure.
You got to ask them. Just don't see them. Just walk up. Hey, you got any new hidden Mickeys? They might have them in their pockets.
They may not have had time to put them on their lanyard yet.
Don't take it for granted. You're walking around and you see one not on them. You never know.
Right.
Check the Disney Vacation Clubs. I couldn't tell you how many times they pull them out of the pockets.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised because they only put so many on there, you know?
Yeah.
But have them some decent pins to trade also. You know what I'm saying? If you take care of your cast members,
they'll take care of you.
Always remember that. Take care of your cast members. Make them happy.
Okay, well, on these pins, we have them posted on our website, letsgopintrading.com. But the first set that I like is the presents.
Yeah.
It's Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Goofy, Pluto, and Chip and Dale. And they're all, like, the way they're packaged looks like that particular character.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have the villains.
You know what they kind of remind me of? Like the Disney purses.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. I like that a lot.
Then they have the Disney villains.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those. Those are really, really cool. I love the Captain Hook one.
Yeah,
it's got the little smirk on his face. Like
he
got Peter Pan falling.
I like Cruella. She's like,
yeah, she looks scary looking, don't she?
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get my hands on that set.
Yeah. And then they have the 8-bit characters. They have Simba, Pumbaa, Timon, Young Simba, Baymax, and Armored Baymax.
You know what those remind me of? Remember the digital Disney Mystery Collection?
Yeah, that they do look like that.
That's what they look like a little bit. Just a different style. But that's exactly... I thought, when I first saw them, I thought it was like another wave in that wave.
I did too at first.
I thought it would be like an opening. Those are cool.
Yeah.
I like the Baymax.
Yeah, they're really cool.
The next ones I love, especially the last one. It brings me back to school. I posted that back about a month ago.
Yeah.
The old rides. It was like a flashback Thursday. The old 2000 Leagues Under the Sea. Oh, man. Tell them about the stylized.
They have the stylized attractions. They have Cinderella's Castle, Thunder Mountain, Small World, the Monorail, the Haunted Mansion, and how do you say that last one? Nautilus?
No, that's the sub.
I know, but what's the name of it? It's Nautilus.
How is it pronounced? It's called Nautilus.
Nautilus, sorry.
That's what it reminded me of. Okay. That Haunted Mansion. That looks...
It does.
I like how they're in dark blue.
I think seeing them in person would probably do better than the picture that we have. But the picture is awesome. The colors, the way they look this time.
I got to post the other picture that someone took where they're actually in the case. It's kind of blurry a little bit, but let me get it out of here.
Yeah.
The next one's the Disney Duos. When I first saw those, I thought about the ones that we saw at the Disney store.
Yes.
Where they're actually separated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got them, they're regular like $12.95, and then they're reduced for $9.71. And then you get buy one, get the next one for 50 cents. Which those are cool at the Disney, store and at the Shop Disney, which are cool. And I thought that's what when I first saw those. But these are actually
together
on a pin, which is cool.
You know what they kind of remind me of? Is remember the couples?
Yes.
Or the best friends that we collected? Where
yes.
It's like, and that's what they remind me of. The ones for here at Disney World, they have Lumiere and Cogsworth. Then they have Gus and Jock. They have Pain and Panic.
From Hercules.
Then they have Mushu and Creaky. Mm-hmm. And Scully and Sebastian.
Yeah.
And then Phil and, what is that,
Pegasus?
Pegasus, sorry.
Yep. That was Danny DeVito that played that character.
Oh, that's right.
And then the Chasers that they have, the Mickey present, Ursula as a Chaser, Baymax as a Chaser, Small World as a Chaser, and then Gus and Jack. We got them posted on the website for Walt Disney World. And then at Disneyland, they did Monster University letters, which are cool. And we got a lot of those. Yes, already in sets, which is cool.
Yeah.
And now their 8-bit characters do look very much like
yes.
the digital ones.
Yes.
Not that about it. But I know... Here's where the pain starts.
Anybody in California that finds the Winnie the Pooh set, let me know.
Oh, especially that Big Hearts one right there.
Yes. I am, like, so impressed with these.
I love, what's it say? His heart, what, for hugs, by hugs?
Yeah.
I love that. It's got Pooh and Eeyore.
Yeah.
I like, was that Kangaroo?
Kanga.
It says, be happy, be you. And then Piglet flying through the air on a balloon.
Says, time flies.
Yep. And then, of course, Pooh, all about laughs.
And I love Tigger at the end.
Yeah.
Is it summer yet?
I don't know. He's like got just half his face.
Just his
like
face?
Peeking through a window.
Yeah. Is it summer yet?
Oh, I can. And those will make it. Don't get me wrong. I've seen them always hit the parks. They get it wrong. Get back and forth. And in their Disney duo set, which is really, really cool, they got what? Timba and Pumbaa?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa. There we go.
Miko and Percy.
Uh-huh. And then the evil...
what is it? Flotsman and Jetsam?
The electric eels.
Yeah.
Mermaid, Ursula's guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zazu and Simba.
Uh-huh. And Abdul and Lego.
And I love the Flower and Thumper.
Oh, man. Imagine taking out a pen and putting on your Bambi doodle.
Yeah.
She got quiet there.
Like that's going to go on the Dooney.
I know.
You ain't put no holes in that.
And then their cat, then their chasers are the Mickey, Mike,
Goofy,
Be Happy, and
Simba.
Uh-huh. Simba, yep, which is really cool. So keep an eye. If you get them, start posting them. Because you know, boy, them things be like wildfire out there. No doubt about it. But we posted them on the website. And let us know what you think about it. We love hearing from everybody about them. Gosh, it's just, there's a lot of pins going on out there this month. No doubt about it. I'm excited.
Well, they're getting into the spring, you know, letting out all the spring pins. And you got the Flower and Garden Festival going on with all those pins. Then, of course, they always sometimes sneak pins in during the Flower and Garden Festival, certain pins. So keep an eye out for those. One other thing is Easter's right around the corner, so they'll be dropping the Easter pins really soon.
True. So to see them all. One thing I want to break out, if you haven't seen it yet, we posted it back in February 22nd about the new design that they're doing the entrance for Epcot.
Yes.
More flowery. But for the picture, it looks like they're going to pull all the pictures and your names that you purchased years ago. Those big concrete
They're supposed to be taking them out.
Yeah, I actually like that boat. It's going to be kind of cool. We'll see what happens. You never know.
Well, they're also talking about when you come in, instead of standing in the sun and waiting to go through to get your bags checked and security and stuff, they're supposed to have it covered now. So you don't have to worry about getting wet or standing in the sun or anything like that. They're also supposed to have more, like booths and like little restaurants and areas you can sit down and actually socialize and stuff like that. Kind of hangout area.
Yeah, meet more people, pin trade. Like you say, when it comes to pin trading, you just got to walk up and talk to people and, you know, see what's going on. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
See someone pins, walk up and talk to them. Mm-hmm. You just never know. They might have that pin you're looking for.
Yeah.
But I'm really getting excited about Star Wars Edge. I'm seeing new pictures post up all the time. Giant spaceships. Ride. Oh, cannot wait to see that and what kind of cool pins they're going to have.
Yep.
Oh, ready. Oh, you can take your Star Wars dudes with you.
Okay. I'm sure they'll come out in new ones.
Oh, can we just keep the old ones and not buy any new ones?
What?
Oh, God. That's amazing. Well, I know we talked about pins and we love pins. Let's get to the end of this podcast and talk about Dune.
Yay! Okay, so yesterday they had a Dune come out for for the Grand Floridian.
Yes.
And it came out, it's just there at that particular resort. So if you want to see it or do anything, you have to go there. I did post pictures of it up on our Facebook page, so you can see it there. But we did have a special Dune come out today.
You know, it's amazing when you posted that, the feedback that you get on that. It's funny, it almost looks like a haunted mansion a little bit, don't it? The little design, like the wallpaper.
Well, actually, look at it close enough, that design is the Grand Floridian symbol.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's just like the wallpaper.
Yeah. In the middle of each one, there's like a different theme from the Grand Floridian.
And isn't that like...
Like they have the carousel, they have the Alice in Wonderland, where we went and did the breakfast with Alice that one time.
You know, I never noticed that. You're actually correct.
Yeah. I noticed it when I posted it.
But one thing I did notice about that purse is the logo, Dune, looks just like they put on the Star Wars one that came out recently.
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, that bag is the same design as that particular purse. Yeah, you're talking about the Star Wars one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. It's really cool.
Where it's got the suede in the middle.
But I've already got a loan taken out, so we're good. I put a second loan on the house. We're good to go, so we can get it.
I have the second loans for the Dumbo purse that I still have no release day for.
Mary refinance the car. Hey, we could sell one of the kids to get a couple pins. That'd be good. That'd be cool.
Okay, well, today they had a special release at Disney Springs at Ever After. And they released the new, it's a Small World Dune.
Yes. At first, I thought it was from that movie that recently came out. The Christmas one for Disney.
Oh, yeah. It's the same color as the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it does remind me a lot of the Nutcracker purse. But this is... It's a small world. It came out in a tote. My new fave zip-around wallet.
Yeah,
and then it
like
came
it.
Out in a zip.
Yeah, I like how you got the hippo when you're doing the ride.
Yeah.
It's got the characters from the ride, which is really cool.
Well, the tote only has just like the clock and certain things on it. But when you actually get into the zip and
yeah.
the wallet, they have like each, what do you call it? Like each country. They have something for each country on it.
You know, one thing we haven't got to work for me, but it worked for you that time. We went through the ride and how they say your name at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time we do that, it says my name.
It's crazy.
Didn't it say Nicholas's name?
I don't know. Me and Nick were looking at each other. It was just you.
Yeah.
But I actually like the zip more than I do
the tote.
And you're a big tote person.
Yeah. But I have to tell you on the tote, I love the braided handles. I'm a big fan of that. So, those pictures are posted on Facebook, and I will get them up on the website for you.
And remember, it is at the top of the website where it says Doonies. Just click on
it. You click
Doonies.
On it, correct.
Yeah, correct.
Now, one other thing I want to mention is if you go to shopdisney.com, you can order the purses there. And right now, they have a special where you get... a free cosmetic bag for any purchase over $100 on a Dooney, which is fine. Just remember, if you're annual members, you do not get your 20% discount.
Oh, I used to love when they did that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I looked today on the Shop Disney app, the Shop Disney Parks app, and for It's a Small World Dooney, all it says is at parks only.
Cool.
So, that's it.
But you know, I was looking back. I don't know if you noticed or not, but did you notice that the tail is back on?
Yes, I seen
off?
That.
That safety stuff, and then they got it back on. But it's funny, we had a memory pop back up mm-hmm. on our
what, a
Facebook.
Few days ago.
Yes, it was back in like...
February 22nd.
Back like... 2014 it was.
Yeah.
Well, we were at, that was the food and...
Well, that's 5 years ago.
I know. What we at the food and what? It was the food
that would be the Flower Garden
Flower
Festival.
Garden. Yeah. And we were there, and this was years ago when we were trying to do the paint buckets, which was
yep.
cool. And we were getting around, we were over in London, right? No, Canada, right?
No, we were in London.
No, you go Canada.
Great Britain.
Maybe it's, yeah, at Great Britain.
Yeah, because we were at the Crown, we were getting something to drink.
Yeah, in that restaurant inside, we
yeah.
were in there. And we met a fella and his wife or girlfriend, I can't remember, it was years ago. And he had that last one on him. And he was collecting them too, because it was, he was a big Chip fan, but he was collecting the buckets also.
He was a Dell fan. His
yeah,
name was Dell.
Yes. And I had the Stormtrooper Chip and Dale. I had an extra one. But
on the
still,
helmet.
Yes, which was cool. And he said, you know, he collected the Dale. And I said, well, I got this. But he was collecting the buckets. But the irony behind all this was, he says, I'll trade it to you on one thing. You got to buy me a beer.
Yep.
And Rita looked at me and said, Mark, it's the last one we need. We just got here at Epcot. And I looked over at him. And I give up my Star Wars pin for beer. Oh, it was a low point in my life. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
You gave up Star Wars pin and body my beer.
I know.
And then I got a picture with him.
Yes, but it was cute.
That
it was
pops
fun.
Up every year on February 22nd.
Yeah. It was, you'd be surprised how you pin trade. You'd be
yeah.
surprised. It's fun to meet people. But we got that on. You got to check that out. It's February 22nd, 2014. But it popped
memory.
Up on our memories.
Yeah.
It's funny when you look back at the people, the cast members, the friends.
Yeah.
God, we've just met people from so many places.
And countries.
Some people we met, we couldn't even... We actually had to take my phone out to type in their language and talk into the phone to get it to translate.
Yeah, so they could understand what you were saying.
And we pin traded, talking through our cell phones, staring at one another, trying to get the right pin, which is funny. You'd be surprised. I'd love to meet. If you've ever met us, or myself and Rita, we'd love taking a time talking about pins. I mean, we've stood in hours for a spot. I love kids coming up. I always keep. Remember, if you got kids and you're pin trading, keep some extras in your pockets. You're gonna have kids come up to. Just the generic pins, hand them out, pin trade. Don't worry about what it is. Just pin trade it. You can retrade that pin, which is cool. I love it. But there's a lot of exciting stuff coming on. I'm excited. In fact, let's just go now.
Right.
Let's pack up and go. It's 8 o'clock. Let's go.
Okay.
When do I time to park closes up? We can make it. We can get down there an hour, 2 hours away, about an hour. We can do it.
Yeah, but you have to work tomorrow.
Ah, that's right. Well, you know what? I feel a cold coming on. I got sniffles.
Well, you have been home with Nicholas this week.
I know. He's had the flu. It's crazy.
He had the flu this week.
I feel for him. But you know, I got to take off. And I got to work on the site. If you get a chance, we're trying to make it simpler and simpler on Let's Go PinTrading.com. If you look on the side where it talks about the pin checklist, most sites, obviously, you got to type it in. But most of the time, the pin's in your hand. And you don't know what the name of it is. So I've actually been putting a picture of the pin that's in a set to kind of give you a little help. And I try to post the most common one that you see a lot of that you're looking in that set.
Right.
And then I posted the name of the pin set just under it. So I'm working it, on ours. Gotten pretty far so far. But if you check it out, you can actually click on the picture, and then, of course, it's going to take you to the set or the wording. So, you know, I'm just hoping it'll help out a little more. If you got a pin in your hand and you're not sure what it's called, well, look down the side. Take a look. You might get lucky. You might have a picture of it. But like we always tell folks and pin trader friends and even cast members, if you're not sure, just send us a picture, text us, PM us. We'll be more than happy to look it up and find it for you.
I mean,
because it helps us. That's why we want you to call
us
and text us. Yeah, definitely. For sure. But
well, hopefully for next week's podcast, we have more information on the Flower and Garden Festival. Hopefully by then we'll know about the Dooney. And then I have seen some of the merchandise, not a lot, that's coming out. But if the merchandise matches the Dooney like it normally does, we're in for, I'm going to love it. Let's just say that.
I mean, I love the shirts that were coming out, which was cool.
They were bright and purple and, were really cool.
They had tumblers.
And the pass holder exclusive, what do you call it?
Magic band?
Yeah, the magic band's like so cool.
Yes, real colorful. And I love all the merchandise that's come out. They're really, really colorful this time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the shirts, they're front and back. At first, I thought that magic band was a Dooney one at first.
It's not, though.
But that Figment pass holder shirt is really
awesome. It's the pin.
Yeah, and I like how a lot of times they do these shirts. It's just like a little image on the front.
But this time they have the image on the front, and then they have Figment on the back. It is awesome.
The entire back.
And then the tumbler matches it.
I love that.
Tank
tops.
I like looking for just the stuff, you know, for our garden area outside.
Definitely. And I'm hoping they'll have some new, the new, topiaries.
Topiaries.
You know, hoping something new, which would be cool. Because I know it's been pretty regular. You got like Frozen,
mm-hmm.
Figment. They always do the Pooh.
Yeah.
You see Pooh, Eeyore, Piglet.
And they're always over there in Great Britain.
Then you got Snow White around the other, and the Seven Dwarfs, which I think that was the first time we saw it last year, wasn't it?
No, it's been there.
Has it been?
Yeah.
I know we got a photo in front of that. But normally we do a live podcast when we're walking around there.
Because it's so much fun.
Yes, it is. Talking to everybody.
I like going in after we get back because you don't really notice it when you're walking around. But when we get back and we listen to our live podcast, whether we're at the Magic Kingdom or when we do the Flower and Garden Festival or Food and Wine Festival, I have to tell you, music as we're walking around in the background from the different countries. You don't normally notice it, but the podcast picks it up.
Yes.
And then it's just like, yeah, I remember we were over in Canada, or we were in Great Britain, because we're talking about this, you know, the Winnie the Pooh stuff or whatever. But, I mean, it's just awesome. Sometimes you just have to sit back and just take in the environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to hear everybody listening to them.
That's new this year.
But yes, it just popped
in the Toyland.
Yes, we can have Buzz Lightyear, Woody. That'd be cool. Awesome. Lady in the Tramp's pretty normal that we see there also too. The Muppet ones I've heard.
Yes, are new.
Which would be cool. Which I can't wait to see it. The food.
They have a lot of new food this year.
Yes.
So.
But I will personally tell you, when we go pin trading, I love pin trading in the evening time.
Yeah, it's cooler.
Yeah, it's much cooler. Everyone's more relaxed. It's funner.
Yeah.
I just, me personally, I love it. And people love the pin trade during the festival. I will tell you that. I see a lot more people wear pins, which is really, really cool.
When we do the, we normally get there, what, about 2, 3?
Yeah, later in the afternoon.
And we, later in the afternoon, depending on what time the park closes.
Yeah. I wish they'd stay much longer.
Like they used to.
Yeah, which is cool. So. But there's a lot of exciting stuff. I'm hoping Chase, opens up some things for us like they've done in the past, which is cool if you get high.
And we'll definitely let you know when we find out.
Because a lot of times they'll do like free refreshments that the kids can play games over in America.
Now I have seen things of new food coming out this year. So I have to try some new ones and let y'all know.
Definitely.
I love doing that.
It's going to be awesome.
And the concerts.
Yeah.
Lots of people this year.
It's fun. So. I love it. But get out and pin trade. Take advantage of it. It's like over, what, 3 months? It's like 90 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is good. But I'm really curious.
From March to June.
Yeah. Well, what that next duty is going to be. Because last year was that pink mini, right?
Yeah.
That was really, really
That was
nice.
A pass holder only.
That was nice. That was nice.
That was a big tote.
I rarely see people walk
with that.
I do.
I know.
Did it sell out at the time? Can't remember.
The tote did, yeah.
That's right, the tote did. You're absolutely right. But we appreciate you listening, and like I always say, may the pins be with you.
It's all about the Toonies.
Look, okay. We gotta have a talk about this between the Facebook and these Toonies. It's just, everybody wants to talk about the pins, not Toonies.
Are you sure about that?
No, because when I looked at the Facebook yesterday, it was blowing up.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is copyright 2019. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, or even post your own trader pins. If you have enjoyed our podcast, you can show your support by telling your friends to listen and going to Disney and pin trading. Please tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with any Disney copyright, trademark, or credit, or any other company mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. So until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you are looking for to keep your lanyards full.